And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 27th of April 2024. There are warnings of gales in Biscay and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fitzroy 999, expected Biscay 993 by 1800 Saturday. Low Norwegian Basin 1006 and low Seoul 1000 lose their identities. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southeasterly 3 to 5 at first in Viking, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. South at Sierra. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. East, 2 to 4, backing northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fisher. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. German Bight. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. East, becoming cyclonic for a time, 3 to 5, veering southeast later in Thames. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, backing northerly later in Portland and Plymouth, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later in Dover and White. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise cyclonic 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 or perhaps severe gale 9 for a time in south, becoming westerly 4 or 5 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Cyclonic, mainly north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in east Fitzroy, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Lundy and later in Fastnet. Showers, good. Irish Sea, Shannon. East or northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northwest later in Shannon. Showers, good. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey. North 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic in Rockall and Bailey, but variable 2 to 4 in Mallon and Hebrides. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 2 to 4 at first, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Faroes. Showers, good. And southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, becoming cyclonic for a time, then east or southeast later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 26th of April. Tyree, automatic, north by east, 2, 24 miles, 1007, steady. Stornoway, northwest, 2, 27 miles, 1007, steady. Lerwick, south by east, 3, more than 38 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, southwest by west, 1, 24 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by east, 1, 35 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Lucas, southeast, 2, 30 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Boomer, west by south, 1, 16 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 2, 1006, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, East by South, 5, 2 miles, 1,004. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, East-Northeast, 4, 1,002, falling slowly. Jersey, West, 2, 16 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, Southwest by West, 3, 27 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Milford Haven, North-Northeast, 3, slight rain, 7 miles, 1,003, falling slowly. Aberperth, East, 2, slight rain, 11 miles, 1,004, steady. Valley, Northeast, 3, 27 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, East-southeast, 2, recent rain, 19 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Valentia, East-northeast, 2, 27 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east, 3, 1,006, rising slowly. Malinhead, north-northeast, 3, 14 miles, 1,007, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south, 2, 35 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 26th of April. The general situation: complex and discrete areas of low pressure to the south of the United Kingdom will bring showers and light winds to northern areas, with stronger winds and longer, perhaps heavier spells of rain in the south and east. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4, veering northeast later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later and south. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast, 2 to 4, increasing 5 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic at times. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast, 3 to 5 later, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selseyville to Lyme Regis. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, backing northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly, veering northerly later. 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, 2 to 4, showers, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast, 3 or 4, backing north or northeast later, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 3 or less, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, showers, good. And Shetland Isles, south or southeast 3 to 5, backing easterly later, showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you and how and where you tune in at 12 minutes to one each night. Carla Valentine writes the same. I love the shipping forecast ever since I was a teenager, as I found it really relaxing and still do. When I was pregnant, she says, with my little boy Caleb, I used to lie down, balance my phone on my belly and play the forecast on the BBC Sounds app to relax us both. She says he's now 5 years old and I'm convinced he was able to hear it even back then in the womb, because when I play it now, he finds it so comfortable he falls asleep. And who knows, she says, maybe one day he'll be in the next generation of announcers who read out the shipping forecast to lull adults and babies like to sleep. Have a lovely week from Carla Valentine. Carla, thanks so much for writing to us, and best to young Caleb as well. Start him early. Please do let me know if you are listening from a particular sea area or what the shipping forecast means to you. You can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague John Hammond in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Singapore and Toronto. Coming up on the programme, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the BBC Washington is ready to take steps against Beijing if it continues to supply Russia with items used against Ukraine. So what pressure can the US bring to bear on China? Also today, the world's biggest 3D printer. Can it print a house? How to give Toronto a good nightlife? And we're looking at modern manners, as important in the boardroom as they are at the table. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The United States has announced details of a $6 billion package of military support for Ukraine, focusing on air defences. It's the latest instalment after a huge aid bill was approved in Washington earlier this week. More details from Will Vernon in Washington.
It'll be used to buy kit, like weapons, ammunition, other equipment, from US defence contractors and then sent to Ukraine. So it includes missiles for the Patriot system and also another air defence system called NASAMS and counter-drone systems too. And this will all come, as I say, from arms manufacturers here in the US. Now, that could take time, of course. Some of these weapons will need to be built and shipped. But one of the key parts of it is artillery ammunition. This is something Ukraine has been critically short of recently. The Ukrainians say Russia's been outgunning them on the battlefield by a ratio of 10 to 1.
Houthis based in Yemen have attacked a crude oil tanker in the Red Sea. The spokesman for the Iran-aligned group announced the hit during a televised speech and also claimed a US drone had been shot down over Yemen. Britain's Maritime Security Agency confirmed a vessel had suffered two missile attacks, the first hitting the water nearby, the second damaging the ship. Joe Biden says he's ready to take on Donald Trump in a presidential debate ahead of their likely November election rematch. The Biden campaign has for months been non-committal on the issue, but on Friday, Mr. Biden told the radio host Howard Stern, "I'm happy to debate him." Leaving court in New York on Friday, Mr. Trump responded to the challenge.
"We're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it at the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually. but you tell me where. But we're ready. He's obviously not showing up now. We heard nothing. But he said today that, oh, I'd love to debate, but he won't.